Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about extreme lookalikes. Actually, you might know that you wanted to know, like, doppelgangers are so fun. Is there one for me out there?
And well, okay, so here's the thing. When I was in college, I had two evil, evil twins. I had two evil twins on campus, and I would have people come up and say hello to me with their names, and I ran into one of them, and they said that people would come up and say hello to them with my name, and we did not feel like we looked all that similar.
Yeah, that would feel weird.
It was weird.
I encourage you to Google the Canadian artist Francois Brunel and look at the photos from this study, because Francois has been collecting photos of people that look very alike from around the world since 1999, and the internet has definitely helped with this. And he has this amazing catalog of photos of people, and the ones I saw were black and white, and it's a headshot.
Oh, yes. I've seen those. They do look remarkably alike.
They do. It's amazing, because usually they'll be like, look, it's Brad Pitt's lookalike. I'm like, nope.
No.
But these people, it's quite amazing. So that's not what the whole story is about. Lookalikes happen and it's interesting. But scientists decided, I wonder more about these people. So this particular study looked at a group of 64 photographs, so 32 pairs of lookalikes that they recruited from Francois Brunel's project. And they examined the images, they took saliva and DNA and did a lifestyle questionnaire for each participant, ran them through a computer, as one does in these things. And bottom line here, they found that the lookalikes were similar in genetic makeup, even though the pairs were not related. They didn't live by each other. They didn't have recent shared relatives. So the way they did this, because I was curious, I'm like, yeah, one study, there's surface things that we're all similar on. I like food. You like food? Twins! But they actually ran these people through three different facial recognition algorithms. So three different types of those programs that did it differently, and were tasked with scoring the pairs and their likenesses. And they brought it down from 32 to 16. And the computer's like, wow, dude, these are so alike. You said it in computer way, but you know, that was the gist. They found 9 of those pairs to be ultra lookalikes. And they are pretty remarkable. One of the stats they shared in the article is that together, the super doppelgangers share 19,277 comic genetic variations in 3,730 genes. And I have no idea if that's a lot or not. And I didn't Google far enough to know, but the article made it sound like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. I mean, because I was wondering, does it show that they're like distant cousins? Does it,
nope. No connections. They did. I don't know how far back they went, because I pulled the journal article for this one. I thought you'd be proud. I'm like, I'm going to do this like Trace. I'm going to go to the source, and I'm reading along in the abstract. I'm like, I'm good at journal articles. I should do this more often. And I got about 3 paragraphs down, and I'm like, it turns out I am not good at journal articles.
You can do you do the abstract. You do.
Here's how
we're going to do it. You might have to skim what
and
they did.
Summary.
And then the conclusion. That conclusion paragraph wraps it up nice.
Yes. So here's my conclusion. It's not. Many of these people had body and facial traits that were similar, but not just the physical things. So they did this physical study, but they also did that biometric and lifestyle questionnaire that we mentioned earlier. Mm. So their faces are similar, sure. But what else was? And they found that, here's a good sciencey sentence. Humans with a similar face might also share a more comprehensive physical and probably behavioral phenotype that relates to their shared genetic variants. So here's where I had to go Googling words. So for those of you, it's been a long time since science. Phenotype is the set of observable characteristics for a person, resulting from the interaction of their genotype with the environment. So then we Googled genotype, which is their genetic makeup. Phenotype is how they look based on their genetics.
You know what this makes me think of? It makes me think of, you know, there was that fox study where they, in Russia, where they took foxes that were wild, feral foxes, mm-hmm. and then selectively bred them for the foxes that were more interested in people and more engaged. And mm-hmm. over time, their colors changed and their ears yes. became floppy. And it their personality was also reflected in, I mean, they looked more like puppies than like wild foxes.
Mm-hmm.
So people are the same way?
Yes, apparently. Also, brain junkies, that's our origin story. That is the night that we're like, we should do a podcast. We talked about the foxes.
We did.
Also, and I hadn't thought of this, but we feel like big-eyed people are more trustworthy. And maybe they literally are because of genetics. Who wow. knows? But in this study, they found that some lifestyle features like smoking habits, weight, levels of education, those were also associated. They were similar. The sample size was small, but the authors of the study said that the similarities were striking, which is a pretty decisive statement for a scientist because there is so much unknown. And so, you know, in one study, they just know they haven't gone through everything. And so for a scientist to say that is a big deal.
It is. And now thinking of my evil twin, I remember yeah. looking at her facially going, I don't really see it.
But the combination package.
But we were built the same. I bet you we kind of walked the same. And so to someone approaching from like a distance where you're supposed to meet somebody.
Yep.
It probably was like, oh, you know, that must be this person because they're giving off these sick. Oh, that's creeping me out even more.
Yes. You were probably different with your epigenome and your microbiome. So again, back to the science words. Epigenomes are the chemical compounds that modify or make up that genome. So it's the stuff that makes the DNA do things, not the DNA.
Mm, got it.
And microbiomes are your gut bacteria and fungus and viruses. So those are different. The things that make your DNA do things, turn things on and off, that was distinct and not the same. And your microbiome was not the same, which microbiome is very dependent, I would think, on your lifestyle factors, where you live, what you eat. So those were different.
Yeah, but like these people, because I've seen those pictures and it's remarkable how much. I mean, like some of them I look more alike than identical twins that I have seen.
Yeah.
And you're not related. Well, then none of us has had a single original thought or action.
Yes, I know. Then we get back to the X-Files and like Ray Bradbury situations.
We're all just aliens.
Yeah, that not only is your face a certain way, but your body and your personality also, yeah, that genetic factor.
Is that the glitch in the Matrix? That's the glitch. That's the glitch.
The black cat. Yep, you are not special. I'm so sorry to have delivered this news. But your microbiome is.
There you go.
So
the bacteria that colonize you are original to you. Does that make you feel better or worse? I don't even know.
That's nice. So the implication is that like certain parts of our face are sculpted by particular pieces of DNA. That's an interesting thought. I mean, I guess that's how it must work. But like there might be a particular nostril size segment of DNA.
It's like all of these facial characteristics are on a 20-sided die. And if you just happen yes. to have the same pattern of things, you are going to look similar.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow. Cool or creepy? Can't decide.
I know.
You have anything else you want to freak us out with? Or is that...
Let me cruise here. There's some interesting potential for how an individual might grow in age, like predicting that. Because like what I looked like 60 years... from now, or no, I won't be 60 years from now. But you know that, like that, if somebody's 20 years older than me, but we have this similar genetic package.
Oh.
Can I see what might be happening? Can I mitigate a health issue?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, you know, back in the day, they had this thing where they'd be like, how tall are your parents? And then how yes. tall we think you're going to be? And they told my parents that I was going to be 6 feet tall. That was a lie. So.
But are you like 5'7 or 5'8?
I'm 5'9".
see, they weren't wrong that you were going to be tall.
9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, but I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm very disappointed. No, I have 6 feet tall size feet.
Same.
I should have the height to go with the feet, right?
That's true. I feel the same way. So did you drink coffee when you were too young or something?
No, don't blame it on me. This isn't about me.
Choices were made.
Don't blame the victim.
Please don't take your scientific advice from me, friends, or, you know. Coffee didn't make you short and your choices didn't make you short.
It might have been that smoking when I was four, but I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's it. That's all. For now, I'm sure there are more studies coming on that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Because then we're going to genetically engineer things in and out of our DNA, and that'll be like Jurassic Park, and it's going to be terrific. Nothing will go wrong.
Okay, on that super happy note, if you'd like to hear more episodes, check out brainjunkpodcast.com. Also, you could ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. Or listen to us wherever you like to listen to podcasts. But when you do listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history photos and facts and wacky stuff. And our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. I guarantee you will not be bored.